Fontainebleau files counterclaim against Wynn in employee dispute. Fontainebleau has filed a counterclaim in Clark County District Court against Wynn, following accusations from Wynn that Fontainebleau was poaching its employees. The heart of the dispute is Wynn's claim that Fontainebleau encouraged its staff to leave in violation of their non-compete agreements. Fontainebleau maintains that the executives who moved from Wynn did so on their own due to unhappiness with their jobs at Wynn. Fontainebleau compared itself to the theme of renewal in the Eagles song, New Kid in Town, in its response to Wynn's allegations. Expletive-filled email exchange. The counterclaim includes an email exchange full of profanity between Wynn CEO Craig Billings and Fontainebleau CEO Jeff Soffer. Wynn described Fontainebleau's counterclaim as baseless and intended to generate social media buzz, avoiding the main issue of the original lawsuit. The counterclaim also mentions that some executives were already interested in joining Fontainebleau while they were still with Wynn and accuses the company of using intimidation to keep its employees. Soffer calls Billings unprofessional. In the document, Soffer criticizes Billings for lacking the professionalism expected of CEOs in publicly traded companies. Wynn then released a statement saying, "We clearly hope Fontainebleau will achieve the success to which it aspires. Its success, if it comes, will benefit all of us." The company has seen an increase in its operating revenues and net income in the fourth quarter of 2023, thanks to its operations in Las Vegas and the Macau gambling market. Fontainebleau officially opened in December 2023, after receiving regulatory approval a month earlier. The legal battle between Fontainebleau and Wynn is ongoing, with both sides preparing to make their case in court.